There were many women in Paris at that time who hated the nobles and wanted to see them die. But of all these women, Madame Defarge was the one most feared. All her life she'd been filled with hate. It was nothing to her that an innocent man was going to die because of his father's and his uncle's crimes. She wanted more. Hidden in her clothes were a gun and a sharp knife, and with her usual confident step, she began to walk to Dr. Manette's house. The house was not yet empty. Miss Pross and Jerry Cruncher were there, preparing to follow Mr. Lorry's coach. Mr. Lorry had decided that two coaches were better than one. With fewer passengers, each coach would travel faster. But Miss Pross was still worried. A second coach leaving from the house might suggest an escape.
"Mr. Cruncher," she said, "you must go and stop our coach coming here. Drive to the church instead, and I'll meet you there at 3 o'clock."
Jerry hurried away. It was 2:20, and at once Miss Pross began to get herself ready to leave. She was washing her face when she suddenly looked up and saw a figure standing in the room. Madame Defarge looked at her coldly.
"The wife of Evrémonde. Where is she?"